This is Tom Michael with West Texas News. The McDonald Observatory in Fort Davis announced Wednesday the discovery of a new planet. It's located in the Hyades star cluster. The planet is K2-25b. The lead astronomer with the discovery is Andrew Mann. It's a warm afternoon on the top of Mount Locke in far west Texas, but inside and under the dome of the oldest telescope here, astronomer Stephen Odawan shivers.
It is cold. Yeah, we're in the dome of the 82-inch telescope, the first observatory up here. And it's cold because usually all of the domes, we try to condition them through the day to have the temperature that it's going to be at night when you open up.
The discovery of a new planet is cause for celebration.
When I was a graduate student, in fact, there were no planets around other stars. We didn't know of any such thing. We only knew of planets in our solar system. And in the past 15 years, now we know of a couple thousand planets around other stars.
Andrew Mann, who made the discovery, has a motto.
There's sort of the saying, you only know the planets as well as you know the star.
And this relationship has been key to his work.
So my main area of research is trying to study small stars, stars smaller than the sun, which we call M-dwarfs. And in particular, I'm interested in the planets around them, in particular, small Earth-like planets.
At the controls of the telescope, Odawan puts it in perspective.
Maybe not an uncommon discovery, but it was fairly unique in that it's a planet around a very low-mass star, much, much lower mass than our sun. The type of planet you can find around a lower-mass star is generally a lower-mass planet, and that's what's exciting about this one. It's about four times the mass of our Earth.
It's also important because it's nearby.
Well, it's the closest cluster that we have to our system, to our solar system.
And because of its age.
And it's very young. It's about a billion years old, about 600 million years.
That's about one-eighth the age of our sun.
And that's pretty young for a star.
The discovery began with publicly available data from the Kepler Space Telescope.
And so a couple of amateur astronomers actually went online and were going through all of the what are called light curves and possibly showing evidence of the occurrence of a planet. And that's what these guys found. And so they actually were the discoverers of the planet. They contracted someone at the University of Texas, Andrew Mann, and he did the important follow-up work to confirm that, yes, it's a planet.
McDonald Observatory was instrumental, literally, in making that confirmation.
He used a relatively new spectrograph we've had up and running here for about a year. It's called the Igran spectrograph. It is like many spectrographs here at McDonald, except it works way out in the infrared part of the spectrum.
The spectrograph is kept in the neighboring telescope, and there's a waiting list for it.
I got time on it to do a project to look at galaxies, certain types of galaxies. But unfortunately, it's a highly oversubscribed instrument. We worked weeks and weeks on the proposal. We got our one night, and it rained almost all night. So we didn't get any real data.
But the data on K2-25b is useful, says Odawan, because observing a young planet like this helps astronomers better understand how planets form and evolve. In the Davis Mountains of West Texas, I'm Tom Michael.